Hey, baby, what's good with y'all and shit? Look, I'm even Trey Bishop, boy, King Damon. Welcome to the podcast, the Dark Skin and Handsome, hashtag Brown Talk, the podcast about any and everything, because you know why I just be talking, because I got lips, and I told you I was coming back. I'm back on this, and I told you I'm cranking these bitches out now and shit, so y'all motherfuckers are either going to get tired of me or y'all going to love me. Either way, I'm here, but I'm going to talk a little shit just still, because that's what I like to do. Got something excited in the background and shit. Get your morning started off right and shit. Get the whole day started off right. But why I'm making you need a tie? Could we party wild? But let me get my coins right quick. I'll be right back. Man, what's good with y'all? I'm still down here in ATL trying to figure things out because y'all know it's different than a motherfucker down here. It's different. Like, it rained the other day and I'm keep trying to tell y'all, like, it rained different. Like, it fucking rained when it rained down here and shit. It's just like God trying to rain or flush out all the bad sins that from back in the days and stuff. So it's just like you gotta wash away your sins out here in Georgia. That's why it be raining like that. But and I told y'all how the heat was different too, because but I guess it was like almost a record, part of one of the records, top 10 of the records and stuff, I guess. 10 days straight of 95 plus degrees. I'm like, man, that's fucking retarded. But and I legit say it feel like it's been 95 plus every day since I've been out here. I've been down here for over a month now. So, yeah, that 10 days straight of 95 plus is dead. Like, that shit dead. That's too hot, right? And people, they still weird as hell to me. They diverse and weird as hell. But the Mexicans, they really fuck with me out here and shit. I'm had to brush up on the Spanish for real and shit. But all the weekend, I went to Stone Mountain, went a little hiking, climbed the mountain, got all the way to the top. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, I'm low key still kind of feeling it in my legs and shit. Like, I got off of work last night and shit, and it's like, oh my goodness, my legs are through this morning and shit. But I'm an athlete, so I'll be all right. I just haven't been taking care of myself the way I should have been, like eating more fruits and vegetables and working out. But nah, that hike was straight. That Stone Mountain Park it was actually nice. It was really nice and shit. It was like a nice day out too, so wasn't too bad. What else did I do over the weekend? Oh, I went to this chicken place. I had to go all the way to the hood to go get some good chicken and shit. I mean, they got some good chicken out here. I'm in a bougie ass spot, like bougie BFE, but fuck Egypt, that's where I'm at and shit. But and I had to go all the way out to ATL, go to the hood and go get me some chicken and shit. The chicken was so motherfucking good. It's a chicken place from Chicago, it's called JJ Fish and Chicken. They owe me a little money. They owe me some free chicken. I unplugged them and everything and shit. I ain't sure we're gonna get that settled and everything. But oh my goodness, they chicken, shrimp, and fish is good, because you know I had to get it all, plus the fries. Only thing bold was bottom, they coleslaw. The coleslaw was fucking bold. I'm like, man, what is this? What is this? I don't know why I love coleslaw so much, but I do and shit, but I was disappointed. So I'm to the point like, what is this? Nah, but it was good, though. It was like a Captain J's from Detroit and shit. Nah, maybe the same. Either way, I'm gonna have to go back there soon because I want some more chicken. I'm a chicken head, though. I eat chicken all day. But, like I said, I got new merch coming soon, too. So, y'all gotta check that out real soon. Coming soon, soon. Like, damn, that nigga dropped that shit that soon? Yeah, coming soon. King Dang 21 shit. I'm on the hub, too. Follow me. I'm not gonna put my name and shit, but you can find me on there. I'm on the hub. Yeah. But, damn, I've been trying to listen to some new music lately and stuff, but I've been stuck on that Port of Miami 2. Rick Ross did this fucking thing on this one and shit. Like, God Forgives, I Don't, that's my CD 2. And Port of Miami, I don't know, I ain't listened to Port of Miami 1 that much and stuff, but he got some songs on there that I like. But Port of Miami 2, I can't listen to nothing else. All in the car, day, night. Even on the phone, like, even when I was walking up on the Snow Mountain, like, climbing that mountain and stuff, like, That's all I listened to is Rick Ross. I was like, that Port of Miami 2 is everything right now. But then some new music did come out. I had Quality Control 2, Part 2 came, Volume 2 came out. I gotta check that out. But I do listen to the radio sometimes and like hear other different songs and stuff. And it's like City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, and DaBaby, they on everybody's shit. Everybody, but it's like, I don't know, I feel like I'm in Atlanta too, so it's like, all these motherfuckers, they all be collabing together because they all from here and just signed here and live here, but, yeah, but, I don't know, but I fuck with all three of them, though. You know why bitches don't need? Because baby don't give a fuck. I be fixing her weed while she sucking my dick, when I pull it out and my titty fuck, that's my shit right there. That's all day, I'm fucked, so, big facts. I coming through swerving, I was getting nervous. Being nervous. Hey, this money gave me a young boy, he be snapping on this shit. I'm gonna let this play out right quick and shit. I don't even know if it's gonna play anywhere else and shit, but if you listening to my anger and shit, you know it's gonna play and shit, but. Shit out there from New Orleans and shit. I came through swerving. I was thinking I'm gonna get nervous. But look, tell me why I'm sitting here mad at my business, man, great like I be and shit. I'm sitting here reading something like, I did not know China was the biggest supplier of fentanyl. They out here killing everybody and shit. China is responsible for all this shit. I'm out here blaming the doctors in America and shit, but this opioid, they keep talking about this opioid crisis and shit. I'm like, I feel like it's not no crisis. I guess it is. Motherfuckers making fake ones, so it's, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid, so I guess, I don't know. I mean, it might be a problem and shit, because I'm not motherfuckers want to say they in pain and shit, but it's like, it's a mental. It is what it is and shit, but China out here drugging us up and shit. They're about to take over. That's what it is and shit. China out here drugging us the fuck up. They about to take over. They about to move some of them billions and millions of people over here. They out here thick too. Where I'm at and shit, they thick as hell out here, these Chinese people and shit. Like, I don't mean like the body wise and shit, but it's like, it's a lot of these motherfuckers out here and shit. I feel like I'm at home now. Okay, shit, you know I'm 25% Chinese and shit. I don't even trip. Yeah, I don't even do that. But I was also looking at some other stuff too when I was speaking about all the mass murderers last week and shit. Numbers of violent crimes who cited a president as motivated to violent crime. George Bush in 8 years, zero. Obama in 8 years, zero. Trump 2.5 years. 36. God damn, that's a lot. That's 36 and 26 months and shit. Or 0.5, so no, that's 30 months and shit. So damn, there somebody every month almost talking about, hey, Trump, we did it for you, baby. Hell no, don't do that shit. Don't do that shit at all and shit. Like, Trump out here raising some animals and shit. Raise them in the military like that and shit. Exactly. That's what I feel like. If you want to be a killer, so go to the military. Go over there. Since they, like, taking over shit, bullying. America is a bully, so if you want to kill some shit, go join the biggest bully and shit, the army. go overseas and just bully somebody over there and shit. That's how they be doing. Taking shit and do whatever the fuck they want to do. Wild Wild West out here. And then, I don't know, I guess some officer got shot in Philadelphia, look, a few days ago, too. Then they got a video of, like, two officers running towards, like, the police car, and then, like, one of them looked like they spraying fake blood on each other. I'm like, I feel like a lot of this shit is created by the government or the media, mainly the media. It's just, like, that shit be wild to me and shit. Like, how you, it's not even that deep and shit to be out here faking blood and shit. It's just like, just to have a story, I guess. I found that on Twitter, though. Shit, Twitter is my little spot. Man, it's like, my shit came back on. But it's like he legit was faking a crime scene and shit. Then probably out here pointing a finger at a black man, like, yeah, he shot me and shit. No, nigga, I'm like, shit you and shit. That's fake blood. You ain't got no wounds. You can't even do nothing about that. Then I also see today, too, that the officer that killed Eric Gardner back in New York, he just got fired 5 years later. And then it's to the point, like, damn, he killed a whole man and all he did was get fired. Then 5 years later, after that and shit. You know what I can do in 5 years? Too fucking much. Start a whole nother career up, even if I did get fired. So just like, man, that's some bullshit. They had to do something better than that. It don't even take 5 years to convict somebody of a crime or something. But then it's just like, y'all ain't convict this man or nothing. Y'all just fired him. Saying he unfit to do his job the right way and shit. So it's like, nigga, that nigga was unfit the first time and shit. Like, y'all should have been fired and put his ass in jail and probably beat the shit out of him too. But no, that's how it is and shit. But I low key, I did actually. I don't know. I keep thinking about being a cop and stuff. Like, I didn't have like this thought before about being a cop and shit. Just probably try to change the narrative, even though it's just like, I can't change nothing by one man, but one man can change just by effect, trickle effect, I don't know, effect, I guess, but, I don't know, but, because I still live a wild lifestyle, no key, so I was just like, I like living this lifestyle, man, come out, be clean and shit, I ain't ready for all that yet, but, Lil Boosie, he got in trouble out here too, in Georgia. For some marijuana. And he facing two felony charges in Georgia after he was busted for a little bit of marijuana. He was arrested back in April. I don't even know what county in Georgia, but he was locked up following traffic stop. The felony charges were later filed by the district attorney, Kyleida County, and possessing a less than an ounce of marijuana and possessing of a controlled substance. That's crazy, this man. He probably had like an eighth or a half on him and shit. And it's like, or a quarter even maybe and shit. Georgia laws is harsh on drug offenders, which is another reason why social justice advocates are pushing for reform, because they believe those who are arrested for possessing marijuana should not see the inside of a jail cell. And I 100% feel that and shit. And then it's just like, it's just a little weed. Little weed ain't never hurt nobody. Little weed always helps somebody and shit. I don't know, it can get you hurt though if you smoking somebody else's blunt and you're on post or you just touching somebody else's weed. I mean, there's consequences to it and shit. But like, weed ain't never did nothing to nobody. And then, I'm coming from Michigan where it's legal and shit, so it's like, I can walk around with 2.5 ounces on me. And I come out here, I can't even have a roach. And I'm like, I'm sick because I'm a blow. Period. No, I'm talking about point. I can't even talk. I don't know what the fuck I keep trying to say and shit. But period, I'ma smoke me a blunt all day and shit. But then I like smoking and riding and shit. And then I like to speed and cruise. And then I like to drive in 2 lanes when I'm high and shit for some reason. I don't know. I just do. I be driving in 2 lanes when I'm high as hell. And that's what I like to do at nighttime. Just be cruising and smoking with the windows down, radio on. Port of Miami too. Rose, you might owe me some checkers and shit. I'm plugging, because the wing sauce ain't good to me and shit. You overhyped the shit up in lemon pepper, but I don't fuck with checkers. But yeah, man, I like to smoke and shit and run. I have not know day laws is out here like this, strict. And you wouldn't even think it would be like this, though, but it got me scared to smoke for real. But like I said, I'm a thug. I'm a Detroit bitch. I ain't from here. That's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to smoke my wood. But, yeah, I thought that was crazy as hell. Some felony charges for some marijuana. My little relationship's still going good, I guess. I can tell y'all that. I get y'all little information on that and shit. We still Still doing a long distance thing. I'll be back in Michigan, though, in a couple more weeks. But way, shout out to my boy Devontae. Tying it down, getting married. It's my dog. I love my dog to his girl. No, he getting up out these streets and shit, going home, getting being family man. He been a family man, but that's what's up, though. He don't ready me get married. And that ain't me. I mean, I want to get married, but she knows she got to do. She got to handle her business first. But anyways, my dog out here getting married in a couple of weeks. I'm going back home for it. I'm in a wedding. I'm going to be out there showing my ass. Go back home acting brand new, like. Come back with a little Atlanta accent and shit. Acting funny, acting like I'm from Atlanta for real. Shit, I ain't even been in Atlanta for real. But, damn, what was I about to tell y'all and shit, but I seen something talking about a university had banned beef to help fight climate control. A college in London. But they trying to become a, I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of shit about beef and meat lately and shit. Like, some weird shit. Like, U.S. scientists urge the world to eat less meat and stop abusing land. And I feel that. That's 100% real and shit, but I don't know where that came from. Like, I guess I should, but we must immediately change the way we manage land, produce food, and eat less meat in order to halt the climate crisis. United Nations scientists warn a major report Thursday humans have damaged around a quarter of ice-free land on Earth. And further degradation must be stopped to prevent catastrophic global warming. But then I did see something talking about Greenland ice sheet lost 11 billion tons of ice in one day. I believe climate control because, like I said, this heat is fucking different down here. It's like you go down south, you're going to hell. And they out here, oh, the other day, speaking of climate and shit, the other day I did get done hiking on Stone Mountain. I saw that this little juice bar or whatever the name of it. I don't know the name of it. It was low key kind of good. I forgot. I don't even know the name of what I had because I can't pronounce it. You know, I can't read. But anyways, my man's gave me a straw and shit. I don't even fuck with straws and shit. I've been telling motherfuckers every time I go to get a straw, motherfuckers been trying to give me a straw. I'd be like, no, I keep that straw. Save the turtles. But no, this motherfucker gonna hand me a recycled paper straw. I'm like, the fuck is that? Because at first, I'm sitting here trying to old school that boy does. Punch it. You know how I'm doing shit. Just slide the paper down and shit. The whole motherfucking straw break in half. I said, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I don't even need straws anyways and shit, but there's some trash. I'd rather have no straw than use that bullshit. Like, or even a metal straw. I did see people talking about the metal straws and shit, but these straws just getting out of control. Motherfuckers always asking, what's up with you and these straws? Like, motherfucker, save the environment. Fucking straws. Shit, I don't know. I ain't about to be on here talking too much longer and shit because I gotta go. I gotta wrap things up. I'm gonna rush again. Like, I'm bad with my timing today. Again, but I'm gonna actually sit down and actually have some time to talk some shit. I gotta play my shit again. I nigga, Evan B. Deezy and shit, he be snapping. That Friday is my shit. I play that every time and shit, but I'll be pulling up everywhere. My music bumping and shit with some Detroit artists. Like, yeah, I had that be known. I ain't from here. I'm from Detroit, bitch, all day. But, let me give y'all a little morning inspiration and shit. Asking for help is one of the strongest yet hardest thing you can do. But never be ashamed to seek out assistance. And I'm back, so I'm fucking muscle, I'll help you and shit. But my man's actually pulled up on me yesterday. I'm still kind of thinking about it and kind of feeling bad about it. But it's like, I don't even know him for real. Then this is like a random dude, legit was just walking past while I was pulling off the driveway. Pull up to come up to me, like, hey, can you drop me off right there? I don't know where to work anyway, so I was like, I don't even know, fam. It's like, I don't know, but I could have gave that brother a rap, that black man a rap and shit, but don't be a clown for acting like a clown. What? Don't blame a clown for acting like a clown. Why? Ask yourself why you keep going to the circus and shit. Like I said, I ain't talking about too much shit. I'm not sure how y'all day, morning, or night, whatever case might be. Can't do swerving. But like I said, check out my Instagram, social media, and shit. KingDane21 for everything. So Snapchat is 23. Like I said, I ain't talking about shit. I'm gonna let y'all know y'all day, morning, night, case. And shit. Don't say it like a layup smell, make a difference. Tell everybody y'all heard King.